morning, everybody. This is 92.1 WGHN. Jesse Bruce here. I'm being joined by a very special guest. We have Tasha Saladin. She is with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness. That is her organization. And they do a lot of interesting things. And eventually, we're today going to talk about the area of neuropathy. But I just kind of want to get your backstory here a little bit and talk about why you do what you do. Because you came into this in a very interesting way, did you not?
Yeah. So, Dr. Saladin here. I actually am an Army combat veteran, and I found acupuncture through my own success story, truly. I deployed to Afghanistan as a combat medic, really had a traumatic deployment, had a lot of effect on my body. When I came back from my deployment, I felt hopeless. The Army really couldn't help me. I was over-medicated. So when I went to them and said, you know, it's been a year and a half, nothing's working, they said, let's try some natural medicine. Acupuncture was included in that, and it truly changed my life and gave me hope. Then I became an acupuncturist.
Just layman's terms, what acupuncture is.
Really, it's very gentle. It's very natural. And the goal of acupuncture is to help the body heal itself. It is needles. They're tiny. They're about the size of a hair. If you think about what a needle looks like that maybe you'd get a vaccine with, about 30 to 40 needles can fit in the head of that needle. They're very small. They're very painless. And the true goal is let's promote circulation. Let's get the body working like it should be again.
All right. So let's say you put 5 needles in my back. What are they doing? Are they going to wake things up in my back to make me feel better, or what will they do?
Everybody's different. Everybody needs something different. A patient with back pain, absolutely. If we promote circulation in those areas, it's going to trigger the brain. Let's get the healing cascade going. Let's promote that opioid-like effect that your body naturally has. Let's calm down that pain. And when we increase that circulation, we decrease inflammation and we help the body start healing.
Now, doctor, your practice, as we've been talking about all this acupuncture and what it is, but you kind of mesh what you do with Western medicine. It's not just necessarily about acupuncture, is it?
Yes. So that's one of the things that sets my clinic apart from other acupuncturists is that we have done a lot of research to find therapies to treat chronic issues such as neuropathy. So yes, we use acupuncture, but we've gone beyond acupuncture and kind of married Eastern and Western medicine to find a really great combo to treat these conditions.
What are some of the things that acupuncture can help people deal with?
Anything that's chronic, anything that feels hopeless, anything that's left Western medicine stumped, come see us. That's our specialty. So neuropathy, pain, chronic pain, fibromyalgia, Bell's palsy, including fertility. We love treating fertility in our clinic.
Well, we've been throwing around this $14 word neuropathy here for a while. Explain what neuropathy is and how can you help it?
So neuropathy is a chronic degenerative issue. Sometimes we know what causes it, such as diabetes and chemo. Sometimes we don't. What happens is it affects the nerves. Usually starts in the feet, then goes to the hands. It can start with some weird feelings, weird sensations, numbness and tingling. It can be incredibly painful. Sometimes my patients report it feels like I'm walking on glass, or my feet are stuck in sand or a cold snowbank. So the problem with neuropathy is it's progressive and it'll get worse and worse and worse until not able to walk anymore, or you can't use your hands like you want to. And that's really a horrible way to live life, right? You can't go from a cane to a walker to a wheelchair. It's really not treatable by Western medicine, and that's where we come in.
Let's say there's somebody out there going, okay, you've piqued my interest. I'm kind of curious about this. I mean, do they have to be referred? Can they just wander in the first visit? I mean, do they have to pay? How does this all shake out?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what we're offering patients is a complimentary consultation. You do not need to be referred. You simply just pick up the phone, give us a call. We're happy to meet with you, assess what's going on, and then give you a great recommendation for if we think we can help or not.
I'm speaking with Dr. Tasha Saladin of Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness. Doctor, if people want to learn more about what you folks do out there, where's the best place to go?
Give our office a call, 616-604-0219.
And you have a website?
allacu.com, allacu.com.
And where are you located in Allendale?
Right off M45, two buildings behind the McDonald's.
This is Dr. Tasha Saladin. I am Jesse Bruce. She is with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness. It is her company. And why don't you get a hold of her and see what she can do for you?